Real World Radio. Japanese bank backs up controversial Russian oil project. Japanese Bank for International Cooperation agreed to give a $4 billion of credit for the Sakhalin 2 oil and gas project in the Russian Far East. Japan Bank for International Cooperation has not commented, but Sakhalin Region Governor Ivan Milakov said that the deal had been finalized, according to CE Bank Watch Network. Sakhalin Energy, a Shell-owned consortium, is seeking $5 billion of public funding from the Japan Bank for International Cooperation, the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the U.S. Export-Import Bank, and the U.K. Export Credit Guarantee Department to develop Sakhalin 2 in Russia's Far East. Environmental groups such as CE, which have been monitoring the implementation of this controversial project, warned that if confirmed, such a move from a Japanese public bank would breach its commitments to ensure due environmental and social consideration for the project. Real World Radio reporter Asli Pellet interviewed Peter Lobel from CE Bank Watch Network.
My name is Peter Lobel, and I'm campaigns coordinator in CEE Bank Watch Network, which is the association of environmental and social NGOs from Eastern Europe.
And can you tell us what is Sakhalin 2, this project in Eastern region of Russia, briefly?
Sakhalin 2, it's oil and gas development project in island of Sakhalin. It's basically building of 800 kilometers pipeline from the north of the Sakhalin to the south of the Sakhalin, development of the oil field in the north of Sakhalin, and development of gas field in the more southern part of Sakhalin, and also liquefied natural gas plant that should be built in the south Sakhalin. One of the major problems of this project is that it's constructed on the Sakhalin Island, which is well known as the highly seismic area. And so construction of the pipeline in these conditions has large risks of the rupture during the earthquakes. And then aside of the earthquake potential risks, there are also big risks for the environment. The oil platform, or two of oil platforms, are supposed to be built at the feeding ground of the Western Pacific Gray Whales. Western Pacific Gray Whales are a Red Book species. There is a last 110 mammals only. And obviously affecting the only feeding ground for those whales could have severe impact on them and actually lead to the extinction of the species.
And what is exactly, what are the possibilities of stopping the project, or at least changing it so that it won't harm the environment as much as it would as it is?
The location of the pipeline, it doesn't seem to be possible to change much. What we hope to achieve is to change the technical design of the river crossing, because the pipeline is crossing more than 1,100 rivers and water streams in Sakhalin. Many of them are spawning grounds for salmon, which is very important not only from the environmental point of view, but also from the point of view of fishing and the fishery industry. It's the most important industry in Sakhalin, with nearly 20% people involved in fishing industry. And obviously, the effect of the pipeline of spawning ground would be negative. So we still hope that we will be able to change the design. On the issue of the affecting of the Western Grey Whales, Shell, together with Mitsui and Mitsubishi, who are main sponsors of this project, already announced change of the design of the undersea pipeline. So we see that there is a possible to change the design. We now asking for also relocation of one of the oil platforms, which is close to the feeding ground. So we still hope that it will be possible to change the location of the oil platform.
Real World Radio.